Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict this morning celebrated the Chrism Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The Mass in which the oils used by the Church are blessed is also the occasion when the priests of the diocese renew their promises to the bishop. Tracy McClure has this story.
Vultis olim factas promissiones, curam episcopo vestro et populo sancto Dei renovare.
Some 1,600 diocesan priests, religious bishops, and cardinals renewed their priestly vows during the morning liturgy in a St. Peter's Basilica brim full, too, with religious sisters and faithful. This is also the Mass at which the Bishop of Rome, like those in other dioceses around the world, blesses the oils which will be used in sacraments ahead of or for baptism, confirmation, and the anointment of the sick over the next year. Much of the liturgy here today was celebrated in Latin, but for his homily, the Pope spoke in Italian.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nel cenacolo, la sera prima della sua passione.
In his homily, the Pope repeatedly referred to Christ's consecration of himself to the truth, urging his brother priests to seek continuously to be closer to God through intense and frequent prayer, a dialogue in friendship with Christ. He noted that the path to true consecration in Christ is not one that comes easily. It requires humility and constancy. Being immersed in God, he said, is to be immersed in his goodness, in his true love.
L'amore vero non è a buon mercato, può essere anche molto esigente.
True love, said the Pope, does not come cheaply. It can also prove quite costly. It resists evil in order to bring men true good. If we become one with Christ, he said, we learn to recognize him precisely in the suffering, in the poor, in the little ones of this world. Then we become people who serve, who recognize our brothers and sisters in him, and in them we encounter him. The Pope ended his homily on a personal note, which explains why he chose the theme of truth and consecration.
Alla vigilia della mia ordinazione sacerdotale, 58 anni fa, ho aperto la Sacra Scrittura.
He told of how, on the eve of his ordination to the priesthood 58 years ago, he opened the Bible for one more word from the Lord for that day and for his future journey as a priest. His gaze, he said, fell on this passage, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Then I realized, he said, the Lord is speaking about me, and he is speaking to me. In his concluding remarks at the end of the morning liturgy, the Holy Father regretted the absence of Archbishop Molinari of Aquila, who was unable to attend due to the series of devastating earthquakes that have rocked Italy's Abruzzo region this week. The Pope said he was sending some of the oils and chrism that were blessed in today's liturgy to Aquila as a sign of his profound communion and spiritual closeness with the victims of the disaster. I'm Tracy McClure.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.